Two of Mexico's most ruthless drug cartels have lost their leaders, both captured in recent days, which brings the number of capos taken out by Mexico's current government to 11. Still, as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City, many analysts believe the spectacular arrests will do little to tackle the country's growing insecurity.
The most recent arrests were spectacular. According to Mexican officials, both men were caught in surprise raids in the past 2 weeks, and both pulled off, as authorities here like to say, without a single shot fired. Security forces captured Mexico's most wanted trafficker, Servando Gomez of the Knights Templar cartel, and the country's most brutal capo, Omar Treviño Morales of the Zeta organization. Immediately following their arrest, both men got the televised perp walk. Escorted by heavily armed officials, each were strolled past TV cameras and photographers straight into military vehicles.
For the Mexican government, it's very important to have success in the media.
Raul Benitez Manaut is a security expert and a professor at Mexico's Autonomous University.
And if you catch El Chapo Guzman, the leader of the Sinaloa cartel, if you catch La Tuta, they transmit the idea that the government is going well.
And it has been going very well for the Mexican government in terms of capturing cartel kingpins. In his first 2 years in office, President Enrique Peña Nieto has arrested 9 leaders. 2 more were killed in police shootouts. Benita says the so-called kingpin strategy has weakened some of the country's most ruthless cartels. But he says with the leaders gone, the trafficking organizations fracture and fight for territory. Benitez says a byproduct has been a steep rise in extortion and kidnapping, the latter by as much as 200%. Despite that, Benitez says the current administration is unlikely to change course. The U.S. backs the strategy, and it grabs headlines.
This is impossible to stop, but the president needs to put all their strategies to destroy in real terms the organizations.
Those other strategies, most analysts say, must involve strengthening Mexico's weak judicial system that allows criminals to go free even when they're caught, and the reinforcement of the rule of law. But confidence in the current administration's ability to do all that has greatly eroded. The kidnapping and presumed murder of 43 teaching students by crooked cops and public officials last year sparked nationwide outrage and protests. And several conflict of interest scandals touching the First Lady and a top cabinet minister continue to undermine public confidence. Peña Nieto's approval rating has plunged to the lowest level for a sitting president since the 1990s. Earlier this year, nearly 24 powerful business groups took out full-page ads in Mexico's newspapers, demanding lawmakers do their job. Mexico's business community has been one of the staunchest of Peña Nieto's supporters. Luis Fonserrada heads the Center for Economic Studies for the Private Sector, a think tank aligned with Mexico's powerful business council.
Entonces nos encontramos con una falta de gobierno.
He says what Mexico has now is not a government, but a lack of government in so many parts of the country. Fonserrado's group estimates as much as 1% of the nation's annual growth rate is lost to crime and corruption.
Tiene que haber un combate a la corrupción.
Fonserrado says the government must fight corruption and impunity, but he says to date, there is not a serious effort to tackle either. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.